All right, if you're not going to see Alice in Wonderland this weekend, which is still a huge blockbuster, Hot Tub Time Machine gets released this week. Widely anticipated, John Cusack, Rob Corddry. It hits theaters nationwide today. Listen.
What the hell happened last night?
Is there some kind of retro thing going on this weekend?
Landformers.
I'm sure there's a good explanation for all this.
Jerry girl!
Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black.
I don't understand how we back in time.
I'm so scared.
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine could also have been titled Back to the 80s. Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday, joins us in the studio. Also, Michio Kaku is a theoretical physicist and author of Physics of the Impossible and a host of the Sci-Fi Science program on the Science Channel. Good morning, Doctor.
Yes, hi.
And Rafer in the studio. I mean, Back to the 80s is why this is a scary movie, right?
That's why. It's basically a long parade of 80s cultural touchstones. Miami Vice, Ronald Reagan, Poison, you know, you name it. It goes on and on. It's very funny. It's
you
a lot of fun.
It.
I did like it. They're not really bothering to tell you that this is a logical, scientific, you know, time travel film. They know you've seen 8 million time travel films. They're really just here for the jokes, and it's fun.
All right, H.G. Wells actually went to the trouble of making a time machine, Dr. Kaku. The hot tub, though, is a time traveling machine. Here, there's also the DeLorean, the famous DeLorean automobile from Back to the Future. Do you need a machine to travel back in time?
Well, you need some form of energy to create a hole through space and time. Think of Alice in Wonderland, in fact, you mentioned. The rabbit hole or the looking glass is a gateway, and that's called a wormhole. Take a sheet of paper, fold it in half, take a pencil, punch a hole through these two sheets of paper, and you now have a shortcut through space and time. These are wormholes. We had a wormhole in the latest Star Trek movie. The DeLorean opens up a wormhole back to the 1950s. In The Time Traveler's Wife, epilepsy fits take you back through a wormhole. So wormholes are actually solutions of Einstein's equations. They're actually very difficult to create. But in principle, we physicists study them because they could, in fact, allow you to bend time into a pretzel.
Man, you're good. You are so good. So, Rafer, who does time travel well, looking at Hollywood?
I think the best movie I've seen for time travel outside of Hollywood is a movie called Primer, a little low-budget film.
Let's listen.
At 8:30 a.m., I set the timer for 15 minutes, jumped in the car, and drove to Russellfield. Okay, I lost it. What? Why the timer? Because the moment we start those machines is the moment we'll end up getting out of them. And
right, got it. Sorry.
I don't want to be standing around when they do.
This seems very disorienting. What did you like about it?
It's a real thinking man's time travel film. There's not a lot of room for action when you've got a budget of about $7,000 or $8,000, but the plot is so incredibly complicated. It really like forces your brain to work overtime to keep up with what's happening, and it gets more and more and more complicated as they go into time loops and meet their doubles. It's a lot of fun to try to keep up with.
Speaking of meeting their doubles, here's one of my personal favorites.
We've been to the past. We've been to the future. We've been all around the afterlife. And you know, Ted, the best place to be is here. The best time to be is now.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, of course.
Well, just coming off of that, which is so interesting, Rafer, why do you think we want time machines when, in fact, it turns out we're pretty happy where we are?
I think the reason that time machines have such a hold over your imagination is because they allow you to break like the most fundamental rule of life, right? What's done is done. And if you had some machine that allowed you to break that rule, I mean, it's pretty tempting, right?
You could do it all differently, right?
You could do it all. You go back, you rewrite the past. Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Dr. Kaku, why do teenagers seem to proliferate in these movies?
Well, teenagers get into mischief, and you have delicious paradoxes, like Michael J. Fox going backwards in time and your teenage mother falls in love with you. You're in deep doo-doo if your teenage mother just fell in love with you, because then you can't be born. So time paradoxes are the most direct consequence of teenagers going backwards in time.
All right, doctor, you want to take on our trivia question? We got to go.
Okay.
All right, three time travel movies. The main characters go back in time to save what? The first one, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. What do they save?
They have a final. They have a term paper or something
nice.
Like that, a school project.
History grade, excellent. Star Trek Voyage Home, what did they save, Rafer?
The humpback whales.
The whales, yes, and Back to the Future. What did he save?
His parents' marriage.
And his life
and
as
himself,
a result.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good. That
impressive.
Was fabulous. Impressive.
Wow.
Impressive. Thanks, of course, to Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and author of Physics of the Impossible, and also Racer Guzman, as always, takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday. All this is on the website, thetakeaway.org, top 10 time travel movies, the great podcast of Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, who talk flicks. And, you know, you guys are going to have your own show. You're scaring me. All right? I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Lynn Scherr, and this is The Takeaway.